The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to Thinking Outside the Long Box 2019 in review. This is episode 167 or something.
67.
One says 67.
The fuck just happened?
A cat in a petri.
Jesus. Wow, we're recording though.
Oh, hey everybody, welcome to episode 167 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. This is our first of two year in review shows. Today we will be talking about our favorite trailer and our favorite movie of the year. Today I am Gabe.
Yes.
I'm Doyle.
I'm Juan.
Yeah, only
is it
today.
Favorite movie or favorite pop culture classic? Or
no,
that
movie.
Next time?
Movie. Oh. Trailer.
Pop culture
movie.
Classic will come next. Favorite movie of 2019. Of 2019.
20 dickety.
Shout
back
out.
When the Kaiser stole the number 20. We should definitely call.
Who's the baddest?
2020. 20 tickety.
20 tickety 2. That's all right, bro. You're good.
Ass dog. I hate the dog. So, hey, everybody.
I hate this dope.
Let's start recording an episode.
Yeah, we're good.
All right.
I'm recording. No, I mean, we're already recording.
Doing it.
And doing it well. Doing it and doing it and doing it well.
My favorite trailer. This was hard to think about.
Put me on Skype and I'll be on the show. I'll use two voices.
Should we read Tim's favorite trailer first?
Yeah,
since he's not here.
Let's start Skype with that.
That little son of a bitch.
That fucking guy.
Favorite. He's off now.
He has diarrhea.
It's Sunday.
Yeah, he's off now.
He said he's got the diarrhea.
We're past the holidays.
Yeah.
Favorite trailer for that little bitch is Godzilla. King of the Monsters. He said, I remember seeing this trailer and just having the biggest... He says the bigger kaiju boner ever. I think he meant to say the biggest.
Probably biggest would be my guess.
I remember slightly embarrassing Alicia at the theaters by shouting, fuck yes, aloud in the crowd. What a nerd.
I don't know. I was pretty hype about the Godzilla trailer, too.
What did Marvin the Martian say? What a maroon.
What a maroon.
That needs to come back as an insult.
Maroon.
What a maroon.
Seems like a really low grade insult.
That's all right.
You are a weird color of red.
Christina Cagle said her favorite trailer was John Wick.
That's my sister.
Oh, okay.
Shut up. Get out of here. Just because Petrie's little.
And you can talk while I find Dom's, because Dom did say something just now, too.
I think my favorite trailer this year, at least the trailer that got me like the most interested in like what a movie was going to be about, was Midsommar. Like the trailer, I really dug the movie. I know you guys didn't like it as much as I did.
I think Doyle did.
But the trailer itself was like, this is definitely a movie that I want to watch, you know? And that doesn't happen to me a whole hell of a lot where I'm like, yeah, this is perfect.
Dom said Ford versus Ferrari. That was a pretty good... I have zero interest in seeing the movie, but it was actually a pretty good trailer.
The trailer looks great.
Yeah.
How about you? What was your favorite trailer this year?
Mal wanted to raise her hand. Sorry.
She doesn't want to join in. She says she only wants to hang out with her friend, not with us.
Oh.
So...
I tried, Mal.
Too late now.
Careful! I didn't know what that was.
Neither do I. It's on my shoulder, and I still don't know what it is. Can I
get the message? Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
No.
No, you're good.
They're not allowed to eat.
Smaller children not allowed to eat.
So, Mal, what is your choice from across the room?
Oh, Trolls 2.
I don't remember that trailer.
Trolls 2.
I haven't seen that trailer either.
I haven't seen it, I don't think. I may
try to guess what my new favorite trailer is.
You know what other trailer? I can't remember if it was 2018 or 2019.
Say it out loud and I'll tell you.
And I never actually watched the movie, but the trailer looked really cool. Was Mortal Engines.
Well, I think that was last year.
The movie was not great.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It was 2018.
But the trailer itself.
The trailer was amazing.
The movie came out in 2019.
No, 2018.
Oh, okay. Well, I rescind my comments.
I was super stoked about that movie, too. And then it was just like, wah, wah, wah.
Well, it's a Peter Jackson movie.
It had fucking awful reviews. Straight awful reviews.
It looks cool. Cities fight.
Yeah, I'm all about the cities.
You don't see that
part.
Happen too often. No. One of the cities' name was Michael. I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was like, what?
It's like in Letterkenny when they talk about how pets shouldn't have people names. Yeah. Cities also should not have people names. This is my town. It's called George.
It's called Brian. Brian lives here.
You still haven't said a trailer.
Oh, I was going to say, you should guess. It's currently out.
Oh.
Starring an actor that you hate.
The movie is out or the trailer?
The trailer.
Starring, is it? Is Nicholas, there a new Tom Cruise movie?
There is.
Oh,
there is?
No.
Yes.
Oh.
No. I'm out. Fuck
Dude,
that shit.
The preview is so amazing.
It sounds like the stupidest idea.
Top Gun?
Top Gun 2? Yes.
But you haven't even seen the commercial, sounds like.
Named after the dead dude?
Have you not
seen
Maverick the trailer?
Is alive.
I haven't seen the
I
trailer.
I thought you saw it when it came out. We watched it at San Diego Comic
Con.
I probably put it immediately out of my head.
Goose is
the dead
Maverick man. Is alive and oh, well.
Okay. Yeah, fucker.
Yeah.
Get your nicknames right.
Oh, I don't
even know if they're nicknames.
They're
that might be real
assholes.
Names.
All
okay, I haven't seen Top Gun, so.
You haven't
Fucker?
Seen Top Gun? Okay, so.
That's my next pop culture glass.
Yeah, that's fair, because that movie was pretty.
He came out in anger. Did you see that? That Fucker!
That movie was a pretty big deal. Like,
yeah,
Top
dude.
Gun was
well, yeah,
a big deal.
A lot
you
of
need to fill the
deals.
Need for speed, sir.
You mean you haven't ever ridden the highway to the danger
no,
zone?
No, bro. Oh. Straight to the danger zone?
What's the
blatantly in your face sexuality?
What's the lovemaking song?
I don't remember, but
oh my gosh. Just dudes, oiled up dudes playing volleyball.
It's
definitely
very
not homosexual.
I did play a lot of volleyball in my youth. It's
like
weird.
This, not, like
not oiled up. No, not oiled up.
There's a lot of
did you do it oiled up on a beach with Tom Cruise?
I would have, though. Had I lived on a beach, I bet you I would have been on the beach playing volleyball.
Did you do it inverted? That's a joke you'll get once you watch the
movie. Oh, my gosh.
I was like, I don't think I can be inverted.
Sounds like a dare.
Yeah. Pretty sure we can invert you.
Eric Hollis said, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. You know, that was a movie that I thought I would like a lot, and I ended up not really enjoying. It was just so slow.
I still haven't seen it.
Oh, really?
Really need to.
It was decent, but it was just so drawn out to me. It just seemed really slow.
But that's like a thing Quentin Tarantino's mm-hmm. been working his way towards since Kill Bill.
But in
making
the
like 4.5 hour long.
I think he's trying to get to the point to where only 2 to 3 people are still excited about the movie at the end of it in the theater.
It's gotten amazing reviews. People have loved that movie.
Yeah,
and for me in the times where some of the comedic times and some of the action times are really good, but just everything that connects everything just seems very slow to me.
Really, phone. Peter at work, he fucking loves that movie. Like,
yeah, but he's an idiot.
No, he's not. Oh my god. This episode is gonna just be full of the dog barking.
It's because he's barking at Peter.
No, it's because he's a pain in the ass.
He's barking at Petrie.
I know that.
Oh, there goes your camera.
Oh, camera, we're down.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Earthquake.
We were live. Now we're not live anymore.
We probably are still live.
What I don't get it is, I know he's barking at Petrie, but there are 98 other fucking animals in this house. you think he would just be like, oh, it's just another one.
Spies in Disguise? What is that?
That's the Will Smith.
The fucking bird movie. Yeah, oh, that movie does look really funny.
You know what his other movie was that's not the best movie of the year?
Gemini Man. I enjoyed that movie, too.
I enjoyed it besides the special effects are horrific.
The youngified Will Smith did look a little out of place.
He looked all right until they fought each other, and then it looked like
Then you could tell.
Yeah,
you could tell
was
something
like,
was wrong.
What's going on here?
Spies in Disguise does is a
it
great
does look
trailer.
Really funny.
Stick to Aladdin.
I cannot look at you.
Stick to Aladdin.
I didn't even watch that, but
I liked Aladdin.
Gemini Man was terrible.
I liked Gemini Man, but the graphics were weird.
Could not get past it.
But it's some of it. I think the youngified works.
It was straight up like Blade 2.
Playing against yourself. You know what I mean?
Like, no, it's just they didn't get the movement down.
No.
Which is crazy because like when he's moving that fast, you probably didn't have to animate him.
You just straight drooled.
I did.
That was weird.
Yeah, it was bad.
Just like...
But I mean, young Sam Jackson looked good because he wasn't playing against old Sam Jackson. And that I think that kind of fucks up that movie. You
but
know what I mean?
Dude, it straight looked as bad as Blade 2 when he's fighting.
I don't remember Blade 2.
The animation in Blade 2, like the... I love Blade 2, but when he fights and they go off 3D, or not 3D, but...
I have to rewatch it.
It's pretty bad. How about that movie is fucking old. This movie's not.
mine might be tied. I actually agree with Tim. Godzilla King of the Monsters, when it first came out, looked amazing. It was probably one of the coolest, visually looking trailers that I remember seeing.
And the movie is that way, too.
Yeah, it really is, but I really don't have a ton of... I'm not a giant kaiju guy, and so that I wasn't... I was like, ah, cool, you know, Godzilla, there's another one. But that trailer really brought me in to see that movie. It's probably because why I saw it as fast as I saw it.
Nice.
The other one was the final Star Wars, the first of the last final, the Star Wars movies, The Rise of the Skywalker, the first trailer, where the fucking the X-Wing?
I think so, yeah.
I think so. It's coming right at Rey, and she kind of does the fucking boom and kind of goes over it. And like that was a really cool piece of the trailer, yeah.
And is not awesome and doesn't. You got a fucking lightsaber. Saber thing.
I thought it was cool. Shut up.
It was cool. But Gabe is right. The way they made that look, it looked like she was going to
just straight cut it in half. That's
and then
what
she
it
just
like.
Well, what's his name was in there, bro? She ain't trying to kill her brother, her boyfriend.
He's not. He's dating that.
I know.
The Chinkanese chick. I don't know what her name was.
The what? No. The person driving in the X-Wing was Kylo Ren.
Oh, that's right. Never mind.
I was like, what are you talking about?
Since I've seen that movie. I still got to watch the new one.
That is the new one.
That's the new one.
That is
the newest
one? Yeah.
Fuck. Man, so it hasn't been a while since I've watched that movie.
It was like 10 minutes ago, apparently.
I thought that was from the other one.
No, it's from this one.
There's too many Star Wars now. There's just so many Death
Stars.
There's
only
Stars.
One this year.
I'm excited to see the new Star Wars.
I am too. I just haven't seen it yet. I tried to go on Christmas, but they were sold the fuck out.
Yeah. I was going to go with Hannah, but Hannah broke the news to me that she just doesn't like Star Wars. So I took her to see...
So you punched her in the face?
What did I take her to see instead? Oh, no. We went to Chuck E. Cheese instead.
Ooh, I do like me some Chuck E. Cheese.
Over Star Wars.
It's honestly one of my favorite places to go with the kids.
It's pretty fun.
I'll eat the shit out of that pizza. Terrible. I don't even care.
It is pretty gross.
I don't even care.
This is the way.
I had a soda.
They have beer there.
I didn't want to pay like $4 for a beer.
That's a dream of mine, though, just to get fucked
pay
up.
Pay $4 for beers?
No, just get fucked up at Chuck E. Cheese.
Pay $4 for beers?
Just be like... Fuck off, kid. I'm winning these tickets on this express pay plan pass. I got 6,400 tickets.
Oh,
I drank like 35 beers.
We honestly get pretty close to like 2,000 tickets when we go. We dominate at everything.
Hannah, I just want to like own skee ball and just get fucked up while I'm doing it. It's all days.
Bring me another one.
Yeah. Why's that fat guy laying on the skee ball table?
It's my home now.
I threw up in the 800.
Oh, Jesus.
Ew.
Oh, man.
That's funny. Well, I think that's all we have for trailers. I don't think anybody else has said anything at this point in time.
Nice. Well, be sure to... your wife dun-na, texted dun-na, you. Dun-na, we have been dun-na. Told.
Yeah, no, we talked about Spies in Disguise. That's who I got it from.
Oh, okay.
You didn't hear it? Oh, we said it looked funny.
Yeah, I haven't seen that preview, actually.
You
it
haven't?
Looks hilarious.
It's a cartoon.
I disowned him after Gemini Man.
Come sit down.
Your face. Forget it. Fuck your whole face.
Fuck your whole face.
From your ear to ear.
That's a good movie. We need to watch that movie, too.
Which what's one?
That? Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he says, from ear.
I forgot.
Kano. To ear.
Mel and I watched The Goods last weekend. That movie's funny.
Which one I don't know which one that one is.
Yes, you do. It's The Car Salesman.
Oh, yeah.
Is that Bernie Mac?
Jeremy Piven is funny.
Yeah, Bernie Mac in it, too. Wow, I've watched a lot of Bernie Mac movies. Yeah. Well, two. Two Bernie Mac movies.
R.I.P. Mr. Mac. R.I.P.
Such a funny guy.
He was
very funny.
Why
didn't you come
funny.
Through on the seance episode?
Jang-a-lang.
You want to come sit down, baby?
So is this thing on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hi, everybody. I don't feel good. what? So I actually saw a trailer the other day when I took Hannah to go see Jumanji 2, which you should see. It's awesome. It's funny.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's yeah. so funny.
So funny.
You know who told me it was super funny? Hannah, for like 25 minutes.
Dad, this happened.
She loves Danny DeVito's character in it. She says that's like the best part.
I love that.
Oh, at the end, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bethany's a horse. Anyways, there was a trailer at Jumanji 2, and you have to pay attention until you figure out what it actually is. It's like a sort of a sequel, but it's the new Ghostbusters movie with their kids or like their grandkids or whatever. That looks super cool. Like Hannah was like, that looks familiar. What are those suits? And then there's like the Ecto-1 is covered in a garage in like an old barn, and they take the cover off and it says Ecto-1, and she goes, and this is in a crowd of theaters. She goes, oh crap, it's a new Ghostbusters movie. Mom! And the dude beside me, because I think your kid wants to see the movie. But it was a really fun trailer, and that looks really cool.
Ghostbusters trailer does look really
What cool. I like about the trailer is that it does not rely on Ghostbusters. Mostly. You know, there's the little things and here and there, but it's mostly its own. At this point, it's mostly looks like it's going to be its own thing.
And it shows you almost nothing about the movie.
Right.
Absolutely.
Kids discover that their grandparents were the Ghostbusters.
And Paul Rudd's in it. So.
And Paul Rudd is funny.
Very funny.
Yeah, Hannah funny. Was like, oh, Ant-Man's
maybe
in this. Is Ant-Man a
comedians.
Ghostbuster? And I'm like,
maybe.
Is
can I segue for
like
just one moment
absolutely
about that?
Not. Actor.
No, this is actually really funny. I'm going to segue for just a bit. So we're watching the movie. No, you thought this was awesome the other day.
I'm trying to pop my neck.
Hannah was like, ooh, Ant-Man's in that trailer. Then we're watching Jumanji, and Hannah goes, why does the redhead girl look so familiar? And I'm like, honey, she played Nebula in Guardians of the Galaxy. She goes, oh, yeah, and she's Amy Pond.
Yeah, she was in Doctor
And then
Duke.
She goes, oh, they're actors. And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, they play different people in different movies. Hannah figured out what an actor
like
is this week.
And I had the startling realization, like, what an actor
Nebula's
is.
Nebula's not a real person.
And so, like, everything that she watched where she's seen that person in something else, she would tell me, that person's in this thing. They're an actor. I'm like, I wonder, though, if there's, like, a little part of her that, like, if people aren't in two things, she thinks they're that person. So, I don't know. It's really cool.
I love
cool.
Nebula.
Yeah, but she just had that, like, epitome of, oh, that actor.
Yeah. You know who doesn't love Nebula?
Gamora.
Thanos.
That's true.
Thanos
wow.
does not love Nebula. That's
wow.
sad.
Yeah, Thanos is kind of a dick to this kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does not get the
He appreciates
one
Nebula.
Well, so segueing into the next segment, I guess. So
yes.
Talk a little bit about what our favorite movies were this year.
So I'm going to go
in. Do you
in,
want me to read Tim's? Or?
Sure. I'm going to actually go in to just highlight some of the movies as well.
Okay.
Just to show you the amount of shit that came out this year. The Irishman, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Avengers Endgame, Joker came out, Midsommar, The New Lion King, Toy Story 4. Rocket Man, which I've heard really good things about. Spider-Man Far From Home. Captain Marvel. I love Dolomite Is My Name. If you haven't seen that fucking movie.
I want to really
so
bad.
Funny.
I just haven't watched it yet.
So funny. Godzilla
it's
came
on
out.
Netflix.
Aladdin came out. Pikachu came out. Detective Pikachu.
That movie
just came out on HBO.
Not live up to the hype.
Zombieland. Double Tap.
Also good.
What about
Hobbs and Shaw. Men in Black. The Lego Movie, the second one, I think that was, right? No, the third one?
Third one?
Yeah, I think it's 3D, wasn't it?
I don't fucking remember.
They're Legos, they're in movies.
No, the second part. It's actually in the title.
The Lego the second part.
Oh. Lego movie the second part.
Yeah. Kral, I think you said you enjoyed that movie.
Hannah enjoyed it probably more than I did, but yeah.
Abominable.
Abominable.
Yeah.
Thanks, Abominable.
Yeah. Fucking Abominable.
It's Obama in the winter.
Rambo Last Blood, which I just watched and I actually really enjoyed.
Okay, we can discuss that.
You didn't like it?
I thought it was pretty terrible.
Yeah, I liked it.
We all know that yours was Midsommar because you have such a hard
Shazam came out this year.
It can't be your favorite preview and your favorite.
Wait, Shazam?
Shazam came out this year.
Is it like a remake of Shazam?
No, not the freaking movie. Genie movie. Shazam, the superhero.
I was like, I don't know what?
Did not get enough positive.
I am tired.
That movie is very good.
Pet Sematary came out. La Llorona, which is the... The crying. It's like a part of the fucking giant horror franchise that I can't remember the name of now.
The Universal one?
No.
Not Universal.
The one that's Annabelle, the Conjure.
Yes,
one?
Yes, all of those. It's a part of the Conjure universe.
Oh,
that's interesting.
Dumbo came
they
out.
They conjured her,
but did it?
A shit ton of movies. A lot. It came out. Chapter 2.
Oh.
A lot of really good movies came out this year.
Movie
a lot that, of really okay movies came out.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. I feel like that's 2019. It happened.
See, that's kind of where I was at. Like, there are a lot of movies that I enjoyed, but nothing that like really blew me away too much. There's like, I think there's maybe like two movies that really, really like I super, super liked.
I know the one movie I thoroughly enjoyed this year.
For Tim. That dick,
fuck you, Tim.
Dick-ass piece of shit. That
I like you, Tim. I'm sorry.
Even though we had it in the morning, which you've been requesting.
His favorite movie was John Wick 3. He says, everything,
I have not watched any of those movies yet.
That is insane.
Yeah.
Neither have I.
I want so to, good. But I always forget.
John Wick 3, everything about the John Wick movies is the absolute paramount of awesome. The vague but weirdly interesting universe it inhabits, the expertly acted stunts performed by Keanu himself, no stunt doubles, knowing there are allegedly two more films in the pipeline, rustles my jimmies,
wow.
Says.
Christina just said John Wick.
Yeah, I assume John Wick 3. Cause she's
well, yeah, no, yeah, of course. who else said something?
We'll get there. We'll read in the comments first.
Doyle. Where are you, Doyle?
I didn't say anything.
Not Doyle. Dom. Where are you, Dom?
Like, other fatty.
Right here.
Dom said...
He's just glad he survived.
His favorite movie is Endgame.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe none of us... You didn't even mention that in your list.
I did. I said Avengers.
Oh, I guess I didn't hear it.
Hi, Dom.
Eric also said Endgame.
I loved it, but it wasn't my favorite.
She would.
And that's all of the comments that we have. So, some love for Endgame and John Wick.
Nice.
Mel,
why don't you kick yours off? Because you're sitting over there talking about what you already know what your favorite is.
Knives Out. I loved that movie. I saw it twice. I will go see it again. That was an awesome movie. I absolutely loved it.
I didn't heard of that movie.
So, the easy...
Do you need a synopsis?
The easy thing that's a problem is that is my choice as well. Knives Out was genuinely...
Wow. Why is that a problem?
Because we picked the same thing, so it's too easy.
Oh, do we finish each other's sentences?
Finish each other's sandwiches?
Yes, we do, by the way.
Yeah, I finish anybody's sandwich. I don't give a fuck whose sandwich it is. No, so Knives Out is a murder mystery, right? It has Daniel Craig. It has Chris Evans.
Ooh, James
Evans.
Bond? Is that, and Captain America?
Yeah, it has Daniel Craig, fuck. Chris Evans. What is the older actor's name that plays the guy that dies? He's super famous, too.
Shit.
Side note, while you're thinking
Anthony
of that...
Hopkins.
No.
While you're thinking of that, I completely forgot the James Bond trailer looks fucking amazing.
Yeah, it does. No
it
Time to
really
Die.
Good, yeah.
That's the other reason Hannah figured out actors. She goes...
Huh? So I'm ready for him to die already.
No. That's the other way Hannah figured out actors. She went, hey, that's that Southern guy from Knives Out. He's British now. And I'm like, no, he's always British, Hannah.
Okay, so here we go.
I like Daniel.
It's got Don Johnson, who plays a closet racist. Surprise. He plays a fucking closet.
Yes.
Like Watchmen, like Django Unchained, like everything.
His real life.
He might just be a racist.
Maybe he's not an actor.
Christopher Plummin, Kathleen Langford, Jamie Lee Curtis, Daniel Craig, Chris Evans, Ana de Armas, Toni Collette. Michael Shannon, like it's got a ton of famous people in it. Frank Oz is in it.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Emmett Walsh, he's like a character actor.
Yeah, yeah, I know who that is.
I mean, there's just a fuck ton of people in it.
I think we had him on the 11/22/63 podcast.
Nice. So there's like it plays kind of like Clue, where there's like a mystery that is happening in the house, and Daniel Craig is the guy that's like solving the mystery. But it is also like Clue in the sense that it is very funny. Like, there's a lot of really great jokes in it. One of the characters, she can't tell a lie because when she lies, she throws up.
And I mean, she throws
like,
up.
Throws up. So, like, so much of the movie is built around, is she telling the truth or not? We're about to find out.
Peter really wants that cat to play with it.
But I don't know. It was just a great movie. It's really, really fun. It's really well written. And it's like 100% something that I could watch with like any of the kids. Like
Hannah's the one who chose
it. From Hannah to Bailey, because they're all going to enjoy it because it's just entertaining. Nice. So I don't know. It's really good.
I don't know if anybody's commenting on Twitch, by the way. I just thought
nobody's
about
up.
It. I just never heard of the movie. I'll have to watch the preview.
It's
for it.
Definitely worth watching.
I don't know if I've seen the. I probably have seen the trailer. I just can't remember it.
It's definitely worth watching. And like Daniel Craig playing a Southern dandy is pretty fun to watch. So
I like Daniel Craig. Fucking damn near everything he does.
Right. How about you, man? What was your favorite movie this year?
That's such a hard one.
Hi.
Yeah, I think The Joker is my favorite movie.
I still haven't seen it.
Super surprised more people haven't said that.
Because, yeah, I don't know. It's just a great movie from like beginning to end.
Yeah.
The story is amazing. I can get... I just love the... I don't love the like... But then again, I feel like this Joker lives in a different world than like the typical comic book Joker.
Right.
I didn't love the like whole explaining the Joker thing. But just seeing like a story of like an actual person becoming a villain and then knowing what that villain goes on to be a part of later.
Yeah.
I don't know, it was really cool.
Nice.
It was really like I thought it was a really cool way to show a different kind of comic book movie as well. That they don't all have to be like how much budget, how much big shit can we put in it? It can be like a character study. You know, and we can actually just follow this. We can make...
And what a perfect person to character study first.
Yeah.
And we can make, like, really good acting around these things that aren't, like, considered to be very... that. I know the Joker already was because of the last Joker. Well, fucking every Joker.
He was only there for, like, 5 minutes, though.
All the Jokers are like that.
Every Joker's been pretty great.
Yeah.
Oh.
All the way back to season
I don't think a lot of people like Suicide Squad Joker.
Nope, I agree. Actually,
I liked the idea. I just didn't like the execution.
Me too. I thought he would be in the movie a lot more.
The idea was really, really cool. I just think they flubbed it. Yeah. So,
yeah,
yeah. But I think the problem. I think
he wasn't a crucial part of the movie, though. So I don't consider it.
No. Yeah. What I see being the problem with what you just said is that I think so many people these days are they don't want to see like origin story movies, and so people just don't do it a ton anymore.
See, I'm fine with origin stories. I just don't need another one for Spider-Man or Batman or Superman. But like, you want to tell Joker or
my favorite
Luthor or even like Green Lantern.
My favorite part of the Suicide Squad movie was Diablo's origin story.
Right.
That was like the best part of the movie. Because it's a character that I wasn't very familiar with, and they were telling, like, his origin, and that was kind of cool.
How he murdered his family.
Yep.
Because he got too loco.
I didn't say it was a happy origin story. I just said I liked it the most.
He drank
I want to see other movies
the
like
Tris
that
Loco.
Like, they don't even have to be the Joker where it's all about the bad guy, but where the bad guy's taken that seriously, if that makes sense. Tori, he's not, like, a joke. Like, Luthor has been, like, a joke in every movie they've ever done him in. But he's not supposed to be.
He's supposed to be serious.
And you could make him a very good part of a movie. So I hope it continues the trend.
I almost feel like you've built up, unless they do something where it's not in universe, like I think Joker was. Yeah. I feel like they've built up Superman to be too strong for a Lex Luthor in this space that we're in right now.
Well, I mean, the only thing that like people have to realize with the Superman character is that he's unwilling to push himself past a point, and that's how he's beatable.
Yeah,
like when they look at like the Batman Superman story, like how Batman's kicking his ass. It's because Superman doesn't want to kill him. It's not because Batman can actually kick his ass.
Right.
Like at any moment he could hurl him into the sun. So it's just like
it's just, that's the movie I want to see.
I do want to see shit like that.
Bye, Batflag.
There is a animated film where he just like loses it and like starts lobotomizing his bad guys. Which is like, ah, fuck this.
I'm tired of dealing with this.
Yeah.
Huh. That's cool.
How about you? What was your favorite movie, Juan?
Mine's predictable. I think Endgame is probably the one for me. But it mostly doesn't have all to do with the movie as much as the culmination of such a giant event for me. And it ended great for me. You know, that movie almost isn't really a movie without the first part. And so it's hard to judge it just by that singular thing.
I would say it's definitely not a movie without the first
part. Well, and that's what I mean. So
well, I mean, technically it is a movie without the first part.
But it's hard because that's I'm not judging it by just that. It really is the end of something that we've been moving towards for, 13 years, 12 years or something like that at this point? I liked Star Wars, too.
We've been moving towards the end of Star Wars
like 50
for, like,
years.
It's like 40, before our
like
birth.
40-something. Come on, guys.
Before our births.
A close second to me, and we just saw it, was Reboot. I really, really liked Jay and Silent Bob.
I want
to
watch it a lot.
That was so
almost
good.
My choice because it was so good.
You have the moments where it's so funny, and then it switches, and you're like, you're almost crying because of the cool things that happen between him and his daughter, and it's a really good movie.
It's like moving really good and movie. Hilarious all at once in like the best possible way.
I really enjoyed Terminator. Terminator 3, technically.
No.
Terminator new one.
It was the best. It's been the best since
Terminator,
all the other shitty ones.
Mexican Terminator.
Gabriel Luna. He's amazing. I like Gabriel Luna.
I'd say wasn't. He's a Mexican Terminator.
Mexican.
I don't know if he's Mexican, though.
He is. He's Hispanic.
I don't know. I know he's Hispanic. I don't know if he's Mexican.
I'm pretty sure he lives in Mexico.
I'm just saying I don't know.
That motherfucker was making breakfast burritos and selling them on set.
I would have eaten a Gabriel Luna fucking breakfast burrito.
I would too, just cracks. It's just some Mexicans do that at their jobs, and I don't get it. We have them at our job. I'm like, motherfucker, we work 7 days a week, so long, and like you go home and then you make fucking breakfast burritos to bring back to this place.
I don't know. I like Toy Story 4. I liked a fucking lot of movies this year.
Toy Story 4 was on my short list, but it did not.
He was raised in Austin and lives in Mexico.
It's not better than Joker.
Oh, so he's American.
Mm-hmm. Both of his parents were from Mexico and lived in Austin when he was younger and then moved back.
Also a movie called Fast Color, I think, that was on my short list. Super good.
Never heard of it.
Greener Grass was on my short list too.
There Which
was
one
like
is
an
that?
IFC Dark movie that was like super.
Oh, I think we got
weird.
A screener for that, right?
Yeah, yeah. It was about like it's about people that live in this like weird perfect world, but it's super super fucked up. I don't know. It was a really good movie.
Stepford Wives ish.
Very Stepford Wives plus weirder.
I'm surprised you weren't all over the Midsommar Dick.
Oh, I remember we talked a lot about this.
Yeah,
and I never got to see it.
That's definitely in like my top three favorite
Hellboy
movies.
Hellboy came out this year.
Yeah, that's not in my top.
I saw that in the theater and it's not in my top.
They abused my trust with that movie.
It was like so good.
We lost Ron Perlman for this.
It was so good, but then all of a sudden the CGI in it was just garbage. Like it looked 10 years old.
That
it was
movie
so
just
bad.
It had nothing that the comic books offer you, which is like there's no hunt like between like he, I don't know, there's no BPRD, like there's nothing, there's about
nothing
it.
Nothing about it. Yeah.
It's like they put this witch back together effortlessly. I'll go on again about this fucking movie. It's so bad.
I don't think we have randomly really
killed it about it when he watched it.
It's like they did it. To me, I feel like this is what happens when like nobody gives a shit about what they're working on and they didn't bother looking into the source material
at all.
And they just got a paycheck.
Yeah.
I can't believe that anyone in this who made this movie loved Hellboy, because they know nothing about the character or how that
except for maybe made. David Harbour.
Maybe.
Because he came across as like a really good Hellboy just with like awful, awful script and everything else about
I didn't hate his Hellboy, but I still think Perlman's was better.
I do too.
And less of a fucking pancake fate. Like, I don't know.
Oh, Hellboy. That's right. Now I remember you ranting about this movie.
His acting was good, though. Like, he was not at all the worst part or any part of the worst part of
the
that
worst
movie.
Part of this movie, absolutely, was the special effects.
Was the conception of this movie.
Oh, no. That was the worst. So, should we touch on some of our least favorite movies?
So, I was going to – Variety has a thing out right now that's biggest box office hits and biggest flops. Because the other one that I, when you guys were talking, is Glass, had a lot of hype to it, and I don't think people liked that
people
movie all that
like
much.
It very much.
I was like very middle road on it. It was all right.
But for hit, there's a few of them. Avengers Endgame had a budget of $356 million, and it made $2.79 billion.
What a B.
The Lion King was made for $260 million. And it made $1.6 billion. That made a lot of money. That's fucking weird.
It's a lot of nostalgia. A lot of people just wanting to see a new Lion King and walking out of the theater like, what the fuck did I just watch?
I actually watched that and like literally, it's why I can't even get behind watching the other ones. I just sat there going, and this is why the first one was better during that part.
Yeah.
This is why the first one was better.
I don't ever do that when part. I watch remakes.
Well, I don't either when the remake is like, a slightly different movie.
No, that movie was exactly the same.
When it shot like
the Lion
scene
King
for
was
scene,
exactly the same.
Yeah, I was just like, I was like, well, the original song's way better. The characters are better. Like,
I think that's why you'll enjoy Aladdin more because it's not the same movie. There are things that are a little bit different. More. I didn't say. No, I didn't say.
One of the best TV shows of the year. So.
Joker was made for $55 million. It made $1.06 billion.
Yes.
Us was made for $20 million. Made $255 million. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Did Us do well? Because Us, I feel like, fell short really well. In a lot of people's eyes.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, $90 million made for $372 million made. See, that's not a giant. Like, because that the production money, budget does, I don't think, includes your advertising budget, which is generally equal to your production budget, which is fucking crazy.
Joker.
Yeah, none.
Other ones?
And it made more than $1 billion.
Yeah.
And Joaquin Phoenix made peanuts.
Doubt that.
Yeah.
I really doubt that.
Like millions of peanuts.
Let's look at some flops. Dark Phoenix, $200 million just for the budget, made $252 million. Ooh. So you guarantee that movie lost money.
I feel like they just should have known it was going to. Like that whole series has just been like slowly I would have just stopped. Like,
the only reason they're making them is to maintain
the
IP,
movie,
the rights.
Isn't good, but it's nowhere near as bad as people say it is. But like that was just on such a downward trajectory that it's like it wasn't going
to
do well.
Like again, they're just making them to keep the rights. They don't give a
shit. Now
it
doesn't matter.
Put a good or bad movie out. Yeah, now it doesn't matter because Disney owns it.
Yeah,
but
Cats, that has been a colossal fucking failure. $100 million to make, it's made $10.9 million, which is still a high fucking number to me. It
no,
looks
it
made fucking
$10.9 million.
Wow,
that means
it's lost
$9 million.
Yeah.
And dude,
just in the budget, like I said, advertising is
just
huge.
The articles about the bad reviews are hilarious. Like, I mean, just reading how people are responding to the movie is.
Well, one of the actors came out and was like, "People don't know what they're watching. This is amazing." It's
no,
like, relax.
No, it looks so bad.
And think about how little money the mob kills people over. This movie lost way more money than that.
Gemini Man was made for $138 million, and it made $173
million.
It recouped its production budget, but stands to lose $75
million. I don't understand Hollywood math when, like, like, to me, if I spend $20 and I get $40, I didn't still lose money somehow.
Well, no, the production budget is just what it takes to make the movie.
So I don't think they don't give you the budget of how much money they spent releasing
the movie. Because they don't tell you that.
Yeah, I've never seen included advertising on top of that.
Because it's like so variant, like in markets and stuff like that.
I know, but you could just tell us. Just like, I don't think it cost us $380 million for this.
The awesome return of Clint Eastwood to Hollywood was made for $45 million, made $9.5 million. Richard Jewell.
Which one? The one where he's like a drug runner?
Richard Jewell. It's where he's the security officer and they think he planted a bomb that killed a bunch of people, but he ended up not. It's based on a real person.
The Olympic bomber.
Yes. Yep.
He got real serious in his later years.
Some of his movies really are good. Some of them are fucking
really
awful.
Bad.
Yeah.
I loved Gran Torino still.
Yes.
Yes. That's pretty. That's the biggest flops and box office hits.
I haven't seen most of the flops.
No, because nobody has.
Like, we've all watched Glass, I think.
I did.
Yeah, I
didn't
did.
Watch it.
It's worth watching.
I haven't seen Split.
I think you should watch
Split
it.
Split is
I just,
fucking amazing.
Oh, fuck. I just closed everything. No! It was worth the watch. It just wasn't up. It didn't live up to the hype.
Oh, Spider-Verse
Split
this year?
Was fucking amazing. Yeah, yes.
If Spider-Verse was this year, I don't know. That's up there with fucking Joker. I
mean. Dude, that movie was great. So what do you think? What were some of your least favorite films that you watched this year?
Hellboy.
I don't remember off the top of my head, honestly. I just closed every fucking window I had, but I tried to bring up all of them so I could be like, oh, fuck, did I like that movie or not? But I can't, honestly can't remember
like,
off the top
of
my head.
All the flops you mentioned, I don't think I've seen any of them.
That's the thing is I don't want to, usually. Yeah. Cats looked fucking awful.
Yeah.
It looked horrible.
The only reason
I would go to see it is just to make fun of it for the whole movie, and I'm definitely not paying money to go do that.
The longest running Broadway show ever, and in the middle of its run, they had to take it back and try to fix the graphics on it, and then put it back out into theaters because they were getting such bad reviews, and it just looks terrible.
Looks terrible.
Didn't that happen
terrifying.
With Sonic the Hedgehog before they released it?
Well, that was before it
they
released.
They released the trailer, and everybody's like, "Wow, that looks awful!" And they're like, "Well, we better fix it."
All right, we'll listen to you guys.
Except for Cats, they were like, "Wow, that looks awful!" And they were like, "No, it's gonna be amazing."
Is it like the Broadway play just in a movie?
No,
it's an adaptation.
I mean, it is the same story, but they have like fur. Instead of,
I can't believe you haven't
suits.
Seen this.
They have human.
At least the trailer.
It's terrifying.
I could care less
dude.
About Cats.
It just looks awful, and like the plot of Cats is fucking boring and terrible. To
I
start
saw
out
it,
with.
And it's fucking awful.
It is like so many of the reviews were. How was this popular ever? Like,
you know, a Broadway show is good. Lion King.
I've never seen it. Not on Broadway.
No, it wasn't. They should have just filmed the Broadway show.
One of my favorite Broadway shows is Chicago. Such a good show.
I do love Chicago. I also like Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. I don't really like Chicago. It's a shitty place to be, and people are shitty to you there.
That's true.
Bye, Chicago fans.
Hey, they know. They live there. They know.
They have Pizzeria Uno's there.
The food is fucking amazing. Yeah, the food is good. That's from my fat side, though.
Pizza's nice. So good.
It is delicious. Giordano's pizza.
It's actually not even pizza.
I like
though.
Giordano's pizza so
like
good.
A casserole.
Yeah, it's
pizza toppings.
Straight
in
up
it.
Casserole.
I am going to murder all of my animals.
That's not Morgan.
I'm done having.
Although she
right
is
now.
Antagonizing.
Yeah, I was trying to put the cords for these together, and they were trying to bite them. And I was like, "Stop it, you fucking cat!"
Oh man,
I think that's it. Though.
I think that is.
Yeah,
it.
I think we're good.
So we're gonna wrap this episode up, and we will come back in a couple days where we'll talk about our pop culture classic, Life. Or are we doing the second half of the year in?
It doesn't to me. It doesn't matter. We always do the pop culture second. I'm
all
fine
right,
with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we'll do. We'll talk about our pop culture classic Life. Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence.
Bobby Ace.
Bernie Mac. A bunch of other people. It's a fucking hilarious movie. Can't
we're
wait
about
to talk
go
about
eat some
it.
Cornbread. That's a lie.
Yeah. You can't have my cornbread.
Motherfucker, you can't have my cornbread.
Anyway, this has been episode 167 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. Be sure to find us on the internet at www.totlb.com, which I have been told means it's an old man thing because I say www. But
I told you that.
I know. I think it's hilarious.
Like, why do you keep saying www? Because
it's fun to say. I don't know. Rolls off the tongue.
http://.
TOTLB.com. Find us there as well as our new pinup calendar. You can find that in the shop section. It is very, very cool, and we are getting the first of them here in just a couple days. So
double A3.
I've been Gabe.
I am still Doyle.
Yeah, I'm Juan.
And this has been an episode of Thinking Outside the Long Box. Talk to you soon.
Next episode, Gabe will be Abe.
I'll still be Gabe.
Abe.
Abe. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Baron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Baron Space production.